In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict who will be appointed ambassador to Cuba, our first ambassador to Cuba since the 50s, and why. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru with the 7th annual Share the Love event through January 2nd. More information about the event and the not-for-profit organizations that it supports is at subaru.com/share. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the Pew Charitable Trust, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Kel. See you later, suckers. Hardison. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Dolarchik at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Anne Nien. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, who will be the next American ambassador to Cuba, and why? Paula Poundstone.
Amy Pascal from Sony, because she's not a great secret keeper, so our new relationship will be open and honest.
Roxanne Roberts.
Stogie-loving Bill Clinton, because sometimes a cigar really is just a cigar.
Ooh, and Maz Jobrani.
Al Pacino, because he was Tony Montana. Say hello to my little diplomat.
Well, if any of those people are chosen, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Maz Jobrani, and Roxanne Roberts. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.